This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Ryan Scotty's Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a bald man with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These real Facebook arguments.
Wait a minute.
Screenshot.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to our email address, theriseguys@aol.com. And I will remind you, as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. All right, here we go. Scene number one.
I'm nervous.
Playing the role, probably for this role, playing the role of the narrator.
Yes. That's what it is.
It's Paige.
To be able to speak English.
Playing the role of Carl Anthony Cities.
That's a nice that touch.
Playing the role of Wade Boogs.
Ooh, Boogs.
The owner and operator of
Boogs.
Brood Awakening Coffee.
Get out, dude.
This is Fat Boy.
I would cough, but I gotta scroll down.
Oh, get ready. Playing the role of Barbara the Butch Beefcake is Paige.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's gonna be fun.
Here we go. And playing the role of Argentina Turner.
Oh, boy.
Is Matt Mann. And action.
Call Anthony Cities posts a 2-star review to the Facebook page of Brood Awakening Coffee Shop in Blankboro, Tennessee, with the following caption.
2 stars for Brood Awakening. Coffee actually was really good. The service was fast, but Argentina Turner, I saw that on her name. She was in the drive-thru. She called me a freak pervert and told me to leave immediately. No idea why. To me, unacceptable customer service.
Oh, sorry to hear this, but if the coffee was so good, why only 2 stars?
Well, because I don't appreciate being called a weirdo pervert by your employee. That's why. I don't know what I did, but this Argentina Turner, she was a total B about it. And she just said that I was disgusting and shunned me and told me to leave.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
Were you listening to nasty rap music? Argentina's a born-again Christian. One time, she asked me to turn down my radio because I was playing the song My Mushi by Megan Thee Stallion. She don't play with that kind of them. What would they don't call her filth? L-O-Z. Oh, sorry. L-O-L-Z.
L-O-Z.
Sorry.
You kill me. I'm like Sal. I'm Joker just falling over when you did
sorry.
Again, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities, we do apologize for any misunderstanding, but Argentina has strong beliefs, and as a company, we also prefer not to have customers exposed to offensive language while ordering, so we'd love to make it right. Please accept a 50% off coupon if you'll give us another try. Come on, what do you say, pal?
I wasn't listening to rap. I hate that trash. I was probably playing something good, like Lil Big Town or Kenny Chesney.
L-O-M-A-O. You out here bumping Little Big Town and wonder why she called you a pervert. That's the most female music ever. You sure you mad about Argentina and not just working through some feelings or sexuality uncertainty?
Excuse me? Tags Barbara the Butch Beefcake? What the hell is that even supposed to mean?
Okay, let's keep things respectful, Carl Anthony Cities. Barbara the Butch Beefcake does not work for Brood Awakening Coffee, so Barbara, please withdraw from commenting further.
Okay, so first, I get insulted at the drive-thru. Now I'm getting insulted here on Facebook? Unbelievable.
Well, we apologize again, but Barbara the Butch Beefcake is not affiliated with our business, so her comments do not reflect Brood Awakening in any way.
Of course. Don't reflect Brood Awakening. I'm too busy reflecting on how you'd be sipping caramel lattes in your truck listening to Girl Crush. Just donut, my guy.
Barbara has now been blocked. Again, Carl Anthony, we'd love for you to use your 50% off coupon to try this again.
Only if Argentina Turner herself explains why she called me, the great Carl Anthony Cities, a pervert and told me to leave. I demand an answer right now, Wade Boogs.
Well, I will ask Argentina to respond, but I can't make any promises.
2 hours later, Brood Awakening Coffee employee Argentina Turner joins in the comments.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry. I thought I was doing my Christian duty. Let me explain to you, okay? You ordered your salted maple praline honeycomb oat milk espresso explosion or whatever, right, Mr. Carl Anthony Cities?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I ordered.
Okay, so when I handed it to you, you asked for some extra cream and a receipt. So I had to go grab them, so I looked away for a second. Right, yeah, and then a second later you called me a prevert and you screamed at me to leave now. Right, so what you don't understand is when I look back, you would take the lid off your coffee and you were wafting the smell up. You had it sitting between your legs and you were wafting the smell up, the smell of it, up from your nose with your hand. But the coffee was right between your legs and your truck. So I did not know that the coffee was in your crotch, which is not safe, by the way.
Argentina Turner is right. That is not safe. Ouch. Hashtag McDonald's.
So you called me a pervert, like WTF. Yeah, I was waiting on your big old butt to bring the creamers to me. Oh, yes, and it's real, by the way. That's all I'll say about that. But yeah, all I saw was you sitting there, like, waving fumes from your crotch up to your face, like you were savoring the scent or something. I for real thought that you were sitting there airing out a fart. I felt like you was just sitting there straight up lifting it up from your balls all the way up to just bask around in the aroma.
All right, Argentina Turner, let's pull back. Reassess and apologize to Carl Anthony.
No, hold on, Wade Boogs. Hold on for a minute. I'm being real right now. But I panicked, okay? I told you to leave because I thought you were being nasty on purpose, trying to throw your poot at me. For real, dude. Like, why would you want to waft anything from that area down there up to your nose in public? I was smelling my coffee, Argentina Turner. Yeah, no, but what in my defense is I didn't know that. So I looked, it looked like something else, sir, totally. I for real thought you were grabbing that fart with both hands and he was sitting there slapping your face with it, wafting it up to your face. And at first, and then I thought you were trying to grab it and pinch it to me like we were playing a game of catch.
Well, you know, there we have it, a misunderstanding. Carl Thanks. Anthony, please enjoy your 50% off coupon.
Insane.
God almighty.
I was trying my best Rosie Perez, but
I liked it.
Sounded like a lady from Brooklyn.
I'm sorry I couldn't roll down fast enough. My screen keeps switching.
Wafted up, out, up. I'm telling you, you're going to want to print these off. It'll do you a service.
Yeah. Save it.
Why are you throwing it at me?
Right. I oftentimes have folks like you, I'm pointing at the screen now, that will say, hey, send me a copy of that, man. I want to pass it around.
Can I read it? Somebody wanted to come here and pick one up, autographed.
Really?
I was like, okay.
That's nice. I was
paid for the burner email.
That's me.
Right.
I'm just pretending.
Scene two. Playing the role of Bo Riley is Paige. Playing the role of Aaron Fudge is Fatboy. Playing the role of Derek Peter is Mac-Man. Mac-Man. Damn it, Mac-Man. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And debuting the role of Ted Lobster.
Ooh.
Fat Boy. And action!
Bo Riley, post the following on Facebook. Just one quick question for the ladies. Sup, ladies? Who's going out tonight? Eggplant emoji, peach emoji, blood drop emoji.
Bro, who are you calling ladies? The only women replying to you were bots asking if you want to see private pics.
Aaron. Didn't you last date in with getting Venmo requested for gas money? Don't talk to me about women.
Y'all smell something? Smells like a big old damn burn to me, LOL. I was about to say, if it smells like a fart puked, then it probably smells like that old clunker old Bo calls a car.
Now hold up, Bo. How are you going out? You ain't even got a car it runs. You going Uber with hopes and dreams, LOL.
Yeah, really. That's an extra level of sadness, taking an Uber to troll for some oyster emoji.
Derek, you drive a 2003 Corolla with one working window. The car got passed down like a whore at a prom promise party, so you got no room to speak, son.
Well, at least he has a car, and you ain't had oyster emoji since oyster emoji had you, so I don't want to hear it.
Bo about to hit up the group chat like, who trying to split an Uber? Two crying laughers.
Y'all acting like I don't have options. I can have my girl pick me up if I wanted. That's how much a damn baller I am.
Your girl? I mean, you mean the chick who only texts you back when she wants some or some money.
He'd be giving it to her too. Like, you know, while he giving her the money, somebody else be giving her the honey. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't ask how I know, but that stuff don't taste like honey. Besides, bro's girl treating him like a straight-up bitch.
LMAO, y'all mad because I actually go out and throw this worm around town. Y'all damn sitting at home for real.
Bro, we sit at home because we can. You sit at home because you have no choice.
Yeah, really. I mean, you ain't got a car, dude. Like, every time you need money... You piece that damn thing out. I mean, what's left? You steering wheel?
Y'all really comfortable talking spit right now, acting like y'all loaded, like Ed McMahon been y'all's damn house giving out checks.
Bro, who? Like, how old are you really? Bunch of crying laughers.
I ain't, whatever. Y'all just jealous because I'm out making moves.
Moves? You got the moves? You got the moves, yeah. You making moves, all right. Putting a camera on your foot. Trying to move it up under the ladies' bathroom stall, LOLZ.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I mean, if you want privacy, piss at your own house. That's all I'm saying. Two fingers emoji, nose emoji.
Hey, Derek Peter, you remember when Bo here tried to hit us up and pit us against each other to buy that piece of blank he calls a car?
Well, hell yeah, I remember that. Dude even had us like on a three-way chat trying to do a damn live auction. I'm like, dude, get a car that's all one color and maybe we'll talk at you.
I already even got eyelashes on his damn headlights. Even that's too much for me. Fruit emoji, fly emoji.
My girl was driving the car then. They wasn't mine.
Yeah, no joke.
Looks like our boy here, Bo Riley, trying to run his own parts store around here.
Man, y'all ain't funny. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, whatever. You can kiss our ass. You know it's true.
Yeah, he ain't lying. I can hear the song in my head right now.
What damn song y'all talking about?
One, two, three.
Bo, 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 Bo Riley, Bo Riley.
Auto parts.
Man, yeah. Y'all ain't right.
Insane.
Take it in.
The only thing off was our clapping at the end.
I know.
Damn it.
Had to flip too quick and then clap too quick.
All right. That was a workout.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Man, I got something going on that I don't know what's going on, actually.
Does it involve your heart?
It might. When you were, because you lost a lot of weight, when you were a great big fat person,
mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of like static issues? Because that's what I'm working with.
Electricity?
Yes.
Like you shocking people?
Yes. But it's not people, it's stuff.
I don't pay attention to the way you walk. Do you drag your feet when you walk a little bit?
No, I walk on my toes because, you know, that's how we learn in football to run.
Yeah?
And I just kind of always walked on the toes.
Like Fred Flintstone.
I don't know. Have you been struck by lightning recently?
No, but like anybody else in the house, their clothes are okay. Like, you know, the dryer sheets, whatever. Mine are always, they cling to me. And you can hear it when I take it off. You hear the static.
Oh, wow.
When I open the mailbox, my mail key, it sparks. I'm talking like a big spark. When I go to bed at night, my comforter sparks all over. It is weird.
I guess you need to rub the sheets on you before you leave the house.
What, dryer sheets?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, that's crazy.
Is that like, is that a fat, like overweight
no,
type?
I think you're like powder from the movie.
Static electricity.
Because you know my routine when I go to do my business in the bathroom? You got to get butt naked.
Completely naked.
You got to. So when I take the shirt off, you hear it just clean.
Sells drugs in the bathroom.
And you wear tennis shoes, so you should.
Yeah, I don't get why it's doing it, because sometimes when I open the handle of the door, the S door.
This is when I need Looper, because I don't know, does that mean you're too grounded or you're not grounded at all?
I don't know. I don't know if fat produces.
You walk barefoot a lot, ever?
Never. When I got bedroom shoes for the house. They're not slippers. They're bedroom shoes.
Okay.
No, they're house shoes.
Oh, I like that better.
That's what I learned that from Snoop Dogg.
Even if I get real lazy and I got to run outside real quick, I got some Tevas I'll slide on.
Oh,
but I'm never barefoot.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yeah.
I imagine you had some Hey Dudes.
Hey, probably,
so
yeah.
That were like just laying over on the sides like a muffin. You had like muffin top on your Hey Dudes. Just spilling over the top.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that mean. That's just fun.
It just comes out that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
Sparking like that. Maybe you fried the board when you went to hit the button this morning. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Like, I shock myself on this board, this microphone, every day.
I'd ask you if you had hair to run your fingers through it, but Paige, nope. Come here. Bring your back.
Okay.
It's like when you go to the Discovery place and the kid takes his finger off the big static ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you were part of an 80s hair band.
That is my life every day, constantly shocking whatever.
Huh.
Items, not people. Dog, too. The dog always.
I wonder also if your, does your, the leg, or do your legs or your arms go to sleep easy? Because you might be a blood circulation problem. I don't know.
I have an answer for him.
Oh. You asked Jeeves, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Ax.
Well, humidity. You need some more humidity in your air at home. And also wear natural fibers like cotton instead of synthetic fibers.
That's woke. That's woke stuff.
I wouldn't even know how to like get a natural cotton. Like, I wouldn't fit.
It ain't the 90s. You can't get it no more.
See, I thought it was
double negative.
I thought it was too much material.
And you can also use anti-static sprays and put some moisturizer on your arms.
Like, I got lotion on, but, like, if I take my shirt off, it's going to...
Do it.
I don't want to, though.
Weirdo.
I will look away and fold you down. But I want to see if you can produce that. That's wild.
Like, I wonder if... Like, I don't know if I can do it from...
What if you could heal people?
I feel it doing it.
Throw your jacket at me right now and see if I am no longer diabetic.
Well, I don't have one.
Oh.
My gut hair just like immediately stands on its end.
Your gut hair.
The hair near the gut hole?
Yeah.
Like it would just stand up.
Yeah.
And I know that's why I'm about to shock something.
That boy has a landing strip right there on the small of his back.
It's a mural of the club back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
In the day.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Reading through the text about that thing I mentioned a little while ago.
The pH.
Well, it's... This is what you find out is like Pornhub owns all the porn sites, apparently, all of them. Because how, so the backstory on that is, you know, the thing that I've kind of razzed North Carolinians about is, you can't watch online porn. They're like, well, we can gamble. And I was like, there should be a parking lot somewhere in between. We're on one side, people are playing online gambling, and on the other side, playing pocket pool.
If we could trade.
I don't know where this came from or how it happens, but two more states now requiring verification of a driver's license to look at explicit websites. It's now 16 states out of trivia question page. How many total?
In the country?
Yeah.
50
states.
But okay. I mean, what?
You got Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho. I was doing that as a joke, not to make you look Well, Trump says we're buying Canada, and that'll be 51st.
Yeah. Puerto Rico and D.C. could become states.
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, the aforementioned North Carolina, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah, Virginia, in South Carolina.
You know, I support the intention. I get what they're trying to do.
The faces aren't going to be smiling as much now because we're not going to be able to look at porn.
They're not.
Beautiful places, but not smiling, frustrated faces.
Uh-oh.
That's when that Southern hospitality all the Yankees moved down here for suddenly ends.
But
it suddenly ends.
What's the next leap?
I don't know.
See, people can't talk about... Okay, it's a good idea. You know, it's meant to keep kids off it, whatever. But people are going to say, well, what happens to your information?
You know what? I mentioned this earlier, and I used to make fun of my mom when she got her laptop. And albeit she didn't get a laptop when they first began, you know, she wasn't on the fringe of technology is what I'm saying. But she's like, I don't like that camera staring at me all the time. It makes me feel weird. And she'd put a piece of duct tape or masking tape.
She was on the front of it because you know what they do now? They have a built-in shutter that you can slide.
They don't put that on an OtterBox on a phone, though, do they?
I don't think so.
No, they don't. So Tennessee you guys, which we're all in Tennessee as well. What's up, Chattanoogans and others?
What's up, Cleveland?
That you guys are supposed to have a law to go into effect on the 1st, but a court in Tennessee has temporarily blocked that. And then Georgia, what's up to y'all as well? We're also down there. Your law is scheduled to take effect in July. Boy, we're earning that Bible Belt name again. But I'm conflicted like Fat Boy. And it's probably the part of getting older and, being a grandfather now that I'm sitting there and I'm like, but the intentions are good because, and this is going to sound like an old thing to say, but porn's changed drastically.
Yeah.
The first porn was, it was beautiful. It glowed. It was like the films were shot with glamour shot kind of filters.
Oh, nice.
They were glowing. The women, a bit too hairy for my preference back then. But, there was a plot to it. Guys said, hey, did you order the big sausage pizza? No, I didn't, but I'm horny. Get in here.
Well, just the way you looked, more of a natural look.
Now it starts off with usually, and I'm just being blunt, and if you got it, I don't know if kids are back in school yet or not, but I'm just talking about something that you think about, whatever. It's all very incestual. It's very incestual. And when you think about, and I'm not hating on it because I've been divorced and all this stuff, but there's a lot of home situations in America where there are stepdads or stepmoms. And they make that a subject of sex on there.
Bonus
a lot. And
plus, we're talking about dads versus daddies, separate thing that the common man would get, confused. There's a difference between a dad and a daddy.
Big difference.
You take the sugar off, right?
Well,
maybe I don't know.
Here's the thing. The actors look too good now. Not believable. They don't look normal. Yeah. Plus, when you watch it, you still have that, part of people that say, they're being trafficked, right? They're all victims of trafficking.
Victims. Or they.
You just ruined it, man.
What you want to. That's like, yeah.
Come on.
Matthew.
They're not all.
I'm sitting here watching NWA as a child, and Shaska Watley cut off the ponytail of Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant. And I near cried, and my daddy says, Matthew, it ain't real. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the floor fell from beneath me.
You're talking about wrestling. You said you're watching NWA.
Yes, not Eazy-E and the boys. No. No, I had to watch that on mute in the bedroom.
But you know what? This is, I don't know why people, and they always freak out when this happens about this law. There are tons of sites that don't even use this.
Well, so the other part of that, the intentions seem good, but it's also giving a porn company your driver's license. And I'm not saying porn companies are any more worse than any of these retail giants. They're probably better than. But it's like, we already know you listening. We all about to get $3 from Apple because Siri's been listening to you. I don't know if you saw that news or not. They're going to send out like $96 million to Apple users, which across the board you'll get $3.
That's pretty much
so it. They can listen to you for $3 and we'll be fine with it.
Who benefits from this is the Bang Bus looking for drivers and they use yours for fake IDs. It's hey. Jeremy from Clemson.
Jeremy.
Use him.
That's the untrust with that. But there again, and people are correcting me here. Now I'm not the porn connoisseur I thought.
Oh, you're not.
Apparently, it's not all porn sites. It's ones that, what? I don't know what this means. So, I guess whoever owns Pornhub owns all these subsidiaries, and they've made this pact. I don't want to use that like in a political pact, but like this kind of agreement that we will do this.
Yeah, if there's one you like to go to as far as the common sites that people know, there are three or four very like mirror sites, very similar, that you can go to that don't subscribe to these rules, laws, whatever.
Right.
It's like the Wild West of nudity.
But see, I'm afraid to even go to, because someone said this website still. Oh, wow. Okay.
What you can, you know what?
No, no, that's very, I'm at work right now, and I just went to that website, and it's popped up.
And it's research.
I am researching this for a story. Wow. Wow, wow,
and they have
wow.
a small vintage section, you know, that you can relive the good old days in. If you don't want to look at how plastic everybody looks now.
Wow. Dude, you know how they say the thing to do now is to be super successful and really wealthy and rich, but not
okay.
not have a face attached to it? Like, you know, the success, other people want the fame. They want to be in the magazines and on the TV shows and stuff. They don't want to just float low-key. Like, you ever heard of a company called MindGeek?
I want to say I have.
Okay, well, you probably do. You build by them. They own Pornhub.
No, see, this is the thing.
It's a company from Canada, oddly enough.
Everybody is floating towards the OnlyFans business model. That's what Playboy does now. That's what Vivid does. Private. Playboy, when Playboy goes after a girl, it's not like a centerfold like it used to be. They set her up in an OnlyFans type subscription, and then they go for that, like videos, pictures that way.
Man, I got all this. I'll tell you very quick because I know we're going to go to break. And I see phones, and I apologize, but this is all news to me. Apparently, Pornhub got under scrutiny because they thought that they had some CP on there. I'm trying to save the algorithm right now. Some CP, something that would be
oh,
illegal.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So,
that's
but apparently it was a woman of age pretending to be. Which is also illegal. I did not know.
Well, they had a thing where people, their users could upload whatever too. So that was becoming an issue.
Okay.
As far as
MasterCard and Visa suspended all their use of allowing that to be done. Pornhub deleted all their unverified content. That's what you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times broke that. So, oh, dude, that's exactly what they had them buy the grapes, basically. And they're like, all right, you want to save your platform? You got to do this. You give us, oh, man.
And it was upwards of 80% unverified content is what people were putting up there. And then that's what they stripped away.
Unbelievable.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because this is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
So you have...
Shouldn't know.
I'm not even going to act like I know exactly all this, but Fatboy put up here on the screen, you feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is, okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in, and his wife was all like roped in to like, conspiracy theories.
Oh yeah.
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 So
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like it reminds me of that, except this is actually happening and my wife is like just she's testing me. I'm her.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Guinea pig, and then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcast or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends and stuff.
Yeah,
basically whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, oh, I tried it, like some trend, mini trend, she'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me.
Do you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Hey, what was the, like, trend?
All right, my name is she, no one here,
you shouldn't,
so
say your name.
Yeah,
no, I'm, okay, I mean, what she makes me bleach my anus, okay?
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay, so she doesn't, like, make me with, like, a
does
gun
she
to my
do
head.
It? Is she the bleacher?
She's not
God,
the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher
she
creatures were back in the day?
She just didn't. She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind?
She,
like, why?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Do I have a problem? That, like, do you see something, or like, or is my underwear in the laundry?
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But is there ever in the bedroom or some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but I
don't know. You don't have to answer that, but
no, I will, and the answer is no.
Okay,
so
but it's interesting. You brought up, like, how would, is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like, I had a girlfriend one time said, "Man, you know, your posture really is bad."
What?
I mean, like,
what brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is your, so you said, what about anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too, you know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
I just,
no, exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like, but she was, like, constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for, what was it? Oh, your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like, maybe you need to, like, bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know. Like, and I'm like, you know, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her. You're horrible. You know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after like the fifth time, it was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative, because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often, ever.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
Oh, it's like,
you know, I don't usually, like, show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. As you're bending over, it's kind of not going to be in my face. You
even
know
then,
saying?
Yeah, like, your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut, hut, for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, yeah. I guess. Instead
but
of,
did, yeah. did, I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, does she, is that something she does? Or you said you're the guinea pig, so she's trying this all on you before she gets it done?
No, she, yeah, exactly. Because the whole thing is she's framing it in like a quote unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something.
That's some dominance.
Yeah. And that's not the only thing. Okay, so like, on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health. And then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention. And then, like, making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. There's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine maybe?
The word makes, though, each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like, well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know? It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife, peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is it's kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
Yeah, it's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, is there like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with the...
So why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. She'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means.
Dude,
what if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to like really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this like this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
He couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I, but like, again, I wouldn't even want to, but yeah.
Y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Yeah, I mean, good.
Maybe.
Good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's, like, the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like, it all somewhat goes a little bit as it's kind of sexual or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that, but it's not all kink.
No,
there's more. Okay, so
there's more.
Yeah,
God, poor.
So she got on this like, this is like probably the worst one. She got on this like anti toilet paper kind of mentality, because I guess she like read how it was made and they apparently use too much water and maybe it's, I don't know what her thing is, like maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
Oh, like, man.
And who has to wash the cloths, or you just throw them away? That's what I'm...
Yeah, we just throw them away.
Oh,
that's not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know. I mean, I'm one and done. That's not, I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's kind of expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is, but they're in, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, have you, because you kept saying she makes, now that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like she's slowly breaking you down. Like everything is like, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. You're going to do this.
I think
I know.
Yeah, you've been more than accommodating. You have to like put a foot down at some point.
So do
yeah.
you start sleeping in your boots at night in the
no,
bed?
No, I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's like destroying my personality step by step or something. Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
it bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
Even
well,
then,
he is bleached, so it might not be as bad as like, us going. No.
Still, though. All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
For sure. God. But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to anyone, but like, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper. This is my birthright. I'm an American. I should
yeah, but
be allowed
you
to
even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
And it could be worse. You could have a water shortage and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that.
Yeah,
like,
that could
pay
be
the
horrible.
Minimum water bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? Oh, come on, don't laugh. There you go. You're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, I would tell her, like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
to me. It's
also
weird. Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it? It's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
sorry.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.